Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. We are back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and the AM/FM Broadcasting Network. And yes, we are live from the New York metropolitan area. It's the number one media outlet, or media center, I should say, in the United States of America. The absolute number one. Glad to have you guys here, and welcome to a brand new edition of the award-winning Ron Kelly Show. And just a shout out to Professor Art Bean, who worked at William Patterson University at the radio station WP. I think they call it WP something or other now. It was WPSC 88.7 FM, the birthplace of the Ron Kelly Show. And shout out to Professor Art Bean, who worked at William Patterson University at the radio station WPSC at the time, WPSC 88.7 FM. Where I served as an intern some years ago, and Professor Bean recruited me to do community radio. I was doing Sunday morning, 8 p.m., the Ron Kelly Morning Show, WP 88.7, or WPSC, I should say, 88.7 FM. Years ago, when I first started in radio, and I've been doing radio ever since, so shout out to Professor Bean, wherever he might be. And what a journey it has been. All right, so the Attorney General Sessions is just about to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in regard to the Russia investigation. And frankly speaking, everyone, I personally am wearing down as this thing seems to go on and on. Like, you know, the General Hospital, one of the longest running soap operas in the history of television. Russia investigation just keeps going on and on and on, and I'm just wearing down from this thing because there hasn't been really any excitement, no smoking gun, no bombshell, which we all thought former FBI Director Comey would drop one with this testimony, but I didn't think there was anything new. When I, you know, watched the Comey testimony last week, I didn't see anything or hear anything new that we didn't already know. So this show is doing the actual Sessions testimony, and I'll have commentary on it next week because right now Attorney General Sessions is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and as expected, AG Sessions came out swinging, talking about the things that he says he didn't do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, so that's going on right now as we speak. I'm watching AG Sessions on the monitor. I can't hear it, but I can see it. And I will, peruse it during the week. And I'll definitely come back and show you guys what it's all about. All right, everybody. The Cosby trial is going on right now. The Cosby trial. And it's anybody's guess what the charges, you know, what the jury will be. Although the jury has asked for a readback, they asked for a couple of readbacks, and one of them was Cosby's deposition from 2005, I believe it was, where he admitted to giving this lady Andrea Constant the drugs, and which he says was consensual, or she had a headache, or she just, whatever the case may have been. And it all seems like a bad dream with Bill Cosby, America's dad, who for years was the star of number one show on television. For, I'm just 7 or 8 years. The Cosby Show was number one show on television, brought millions of dollars into the coffers of NBC television. And also the Pitch Man, the lovable Pitch Man. You remember those Jell-O pudding commercials with Bill Cosby and the children, the kids, Jell-O pudding pops and all that stuff. Just the perfect person for those commercials. Now, years later, being accused of date rape or drug rape, whatever you want to call it. And it's just so incredibly, oh boy, yeah, just, you know, growing up with Bill Cosby, it just seems so incredibly unbelievable that he's being charged with these things today. So, yeah, and, you know, with these people, these superstars, we got a lot to talk about today. Got a packed show. We're talking about Cosby right now. We'll talk about more about Sessions and what and the Golden State Warriors are suggesting that they may not go to the White House. And what's Sasha Obama's real name? Plus, where do U.S. kids rank in the world when it comes to money smarts and more of the Trump foolery right here on the Ron Kelly Show? So it goes to show that you never, back to Cosby, this goes to show that you never know what's going on behind the scenes with the media stars that we place high on pedestals as if they are human and that they don't make mistakes. And I've never been one of those star-struck individuals because to me, they're just regular people. You know, now you recognize their achievements, some of them, you know, winning Oscars and Tonys, Emmys, Grammys, et cetera, et cetera. And I do recognize the achievements of these folks, but as far as like treating them like, you know, as far as like treating them like some kind of supernatural, you know, you go into their houses and they have bathrooms in their house. It's just like, maybe they have more bathrooms, but they need a bathroom just like you do. The men put their pants on one leg at a time. The women, you know, they have to do things that normal women do or regular women do. So they're just human beings. They've accomplished some things. A lot of them are rich and famous and so on. But you never know what's going on behind the scenes with these people. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a, it's a, it's, you know, it's a kind of a, it's kind of a, you know, it's a merry-go-round. You know, somebody's going to fall sooner or later. This is what happens occasionally where something comes out about somebody, you know, Charlie Sheen with HIV virus, and these things just come out, you know, every so often with these celebrities. And so much so that they even have, like, people who, you know, with the Kerry Washington, for example, Kerry Washington, the TV show Scandal, I know when I first watched it, you know, I got the idea that she was some kind of reputation saver or expert or something like that. And they actually do have people, these lawyers and these other folks who you can hire to act as kind of disaster management, you know, so when something crazy or something life threatening or career threatening, I should say, goes on in your life, they do have these people, these emergency dial 911 type of reputation savers, I think something like that they call them, where they actually come out and they do their thing and they put the fires out, so to speak. So when someone has an issue, they put the fires out. So anyway, it's good to have you guys here. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838 is the show's telephone number. And you can also reach out to me on Twitter. It's Ron Kelly Radio, at Ron Kelly Radio. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And, you know, it's good to have you guys here. And I have to stop, you know, I alluded to the radio business in the beginning of the program, and many of the top names in radio do talk about their careers and how it was in the beginning. And this actually is in the beginning, but it's pre-contract, I should say, what I'm doing right now on radio. You know, I'll talk about it another time. I don't want to go off on anybody. We'll talk about it another time. But I did meet a young lady, 21 years old, who was on LinkedIn, trying to get a job. And, you know, her name, I'm not going to say her name, But I did meet a young lady, and you know, me and my zeal to try to help other people, I reached out to her and said, hey, listen, you know, if you want to team up with me, if you want to expand your portfolio, because she really didn't have a whole lot to go on. You know, she really didn't have a you know, I mean, she, in regards to material, she didn't have a whole lot of material. So I was just trying to help this young lady. Because she didn't have a lot of material. The material that she did have, you know, it wasn't, you know, spectacular. So I tried to help her out, you know, and invited her to come onto the program. And she didn't come onto the program, but that's fine. You know, but sometimes, you know, God has something for you and only you. And that's something I have to give away because I'm very hard-headed when it comes to God. But sometimes your journey is your own, and it's not meant for anybody else to be on your journey. Sometimes it's just meant for you. And I have to get that through my thick head because I'm always trying to pull people onto the show and then they don't show up or they don't respond or, you know, I'm trying to do, you know, so it's important that, and this is for anybody else who's trying, who may be doing something. Sometimes you got to do stuff by yourself. You know, sometimes you have to do things by yourself. Sometimes your journey is not meant for, your footprints are the only ones that are meant for your journey. And sometimes you just need to leave other people out of it. You know, that's something I have to, you know, something I have to pick up on. All right, everybody, it's good to have you here. It's about 13 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Got a good show lined up for you today. Once again, there's both sides. I'm waiting to, we're all waiting for the Cosby verdict. You know, and man, you can imagine poor Camille Cosby, the wife of Bill, who probably didn't know about any of this until, you know, the allegations first came out years ago. And I understand that she was there, Camille Cosby, the wife of Bill Cosby. She was there for the defense final. She was there for the defense closing. But she wasn't there for the prosecution's closing. So I guess she really didn't want to hear all the salacious accusations regarding her husband of, man, how long have they been married? 50 years or better? You know, Camille Cosby, I believe she's the only wife of Bill Cosby ever had. You can correct me if I'm wrong, 646-668-2838. You can follow the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter, Ron Kelly Radio. And my Facebook page, 5,000 and so folks who have already liked it, you can like it too. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And on Instagram nonsense, you know, I'm on there too. The real R. Kelly. And Instagram, it really isn't. It's social media, but it's mostly for pictures and stuff like that. It's not for anything too serious, you know. So anyway, so we're waiting for Cosby's. We're waiting for the Cosby record. You know, and I have to shout out to Radio One. Radio One is a subsidiary of TV One. TV One, the black owned Leggins, the family there, who have decided to air the Cosby Show, which I think that, and I agree with that. You know, I agree with TV One airing the Cosby Show. And they should. You see, because other ethnic groups, white people, for example, have supported their folks who have fallen from grace many times. They do it often. Look at, you know, this is not a competition, but look at President Trump, for example. How many ethnic groups did he insult? How many, you know, how often did he open his mouth? Even till today, how often does the president, you know, maligns or ridicules somebody on Twitter? How often? Look what he did with Comey. He talked about Comey like a dog. And so I agree with TV One that they should continue to support Bill Cosby and show the Cosby Show. The Cosby Show was a great show. See, because it's hard for us to not look back at it's hard for us to not look back and, you know, so many people have condemned Cosby. Oh, that's it. He's finished. And, et cetera. Many people have done that, but I applaud TV One for continuing to broadcast the show. This man was a star for years, and I know I don't condone what he did. I don't think I don't condone what Mr. Cosby did, and I don't think he should be excused for it. If it's true, and there are a lot of people who have, a lot of women who have come forward and said it, some are probably looking for some cash, and there may be some. Yeah, I believe that something, maybe not sinister, but I do believe that something happened. Or there was some confusion as to what the intent was. But I do believe that, well, first of all, because he shouldn't have been with him because he's a married man. And he shouldn't have been. That's, the one thing that stands out for me. He's a married man. He's been married for years. And he, my phone's ringing. And he didn't, he was with this woman. So, I think that was wrong. But there was something was going on. And you just have to wonder, like, Bill, we're going to take a break in just a minute. I just want to finish with this. And you got Bill Cosby, the power of Bill Cosby, especially when the Cosby Show was there. He was the most powerful man in television at that time because he was a executive producer of the program. He was one of the people who started the show, made hundreds of millions of dollars from that show, brought billions of dollars into NBC coffers. And I just can't imagine somebody as famous as Bill Cosby with the power that he had, that he would have to stoop to that. That's the sticking point for a lot of people. Why did Cosby have to do something like that? I mean, powerful as powerful as Cosby was at the time, and still pretty, and still very wealthy man. You wonder why did, that's what sticks for a lot of people. I mean, really, did he really have to do that? And that's what, where the question marks come in. But, okay, so what we do is we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about here. I wish I could, they would have had that, the Sessions would have had that, it would have had his testimony before the show, because I can't talk about it right now because it's taking place now. And I don't want to make any comments about it until I've seen the whole thing, which I will play back on YouTube, something like that. And we'll get the sound bites and we'll be back on the program next week. We'll analyze this and we'll put this in perspective for you because it's dizzying right now for everybody. There's so many pieces involved that it's just, you need a scorecard to keep up with it. Anyway, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of the program. What is Sasha Obama's real name? Why is this coming out now? Sweet 16. I don't think there was a BMW with a bow on it, and probably went out a whole lot of hip-hop celebrities there. But Sasha Obama, someone is saying that and this is something that I personally didn't know until today, that Sasha was saying that Sasha Obama's name really isn't Sasha. We'll talk about that and where the U.S. kids rank in the world when it comes to money smarts and more of the Trump tomfoolery right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or Kelly Media LLC.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty then, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Boy, the quietest 70,000 folks, probably even more, I've ever seen in my entire life, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I kind of personalize the show a little bit, and I tell you guys what's going on, what I'm thinking about, and you know, and I'm perplexed as to why, and you know, that anyone who's reaching out to the program. I mean, not that I really need that, but it would be nice to hear from some folks, the Trump supporters especially. I would love to talk to some of the Trump supporters. So the phone number here is 646-668-2838. You guys decide whether the show will remain here or not. So it's 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. All right, everybody, I'm doing my Imus thing now. Don Imus, somebody who I respect, have a great deal of respect for, who says what he thinks on a radio show, and protocol be damned. And I guess I'm taking a page out of his playbook by saying, you know, what's on my mind in regards to the station and you folks out there who, according to AMFM broadcast network numbers, you know, fast approaching 75,000 people listen to the program. All right, so it's good to have you back. It's about 26 minutes past the hour. It's 3 o'clock. Up 3 o'clock, rather. And right now, the testimony of Attorney General Sessions is going on. You know, he came out swinging. Attorney General Sessions came out swinging. And the first thing he said was that he hadn't talked to any Russians. Period. End of story. So the battle is going on right now. And, you know, we'll, again, once next week, we'll talk about it right here. On the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so where do and this comes as no surprise. There was a survey of the top 15 countries in the world. I guess you could say top 15 industrialized countries. And the United States of America, academic achievement is so far behind. Pewresearch.org, you can go on to this site yourself. This was from the 15th of February, just a couple months ago. And how do U.S. students compare with their peers around the world? The U.S. ranked 30th in math. And 19th in science. So when's the last time that a U.S. kid won? When was the last time a U.S. kid won the spelling bee, the Scripps National Spelling Bee? When's the last time a American kid named Adam Smith or someone like that won the Scripps Howard, the National Spelling Bee? Most of the time, and this is not to talk about anybody else, most of the time you need somebody to help you spell a kid's name who won. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but it's usually someone from another country or a kid with parents from another country who wins, you know, the Westinghouse Prize and many of these science and technology awards for kids in school usually go to kids who are not American. I don't want to say not American, because sure, they're Americans, but they usually go to kids who have parents who migrated here from other countries. And our kids are seventh in the world on money smarts. Seventh. And you would think our kids would be, and I'm going to tell you why, that our kids don't really know anything about money, because we don't teach them anything about money. Because America, the land of the, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, land of plenty. And many of us don't teach our kids about money. Don't start savings accounts for them. You know, teach them how to balance a checkbook and so on and so forth. So our kids are lag behind other kids in everything. 30th in math. 30th. Poor reading skills. U.S. students. How do U.S. students compare with their peers around the world? Well, this data that was released recently from the International Math and Science Assessments say that U.S. students continue to rank around the middle of the pack and behind many other advanced industrial nations. Now, one of the biggest cross-national tests is the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, which every 3 years measures reading ability, math and science literacy, and other key skills among 15-year-olds in dozens of developed and developing countries. Now, the most recent PISA results from 2015 placed the U.S. at an unimpressive 38 out of 71 countries in math, 38th in math, and 24th in science. Among 35 members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which sponsors the PISA initiative, the U.S. ranked 30th in math and 19th in science, far behind everybody else. Now, younger American students are doing a little bit better on similar assessment tests, the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study. Now, that study has tested students from grades 4 and 8 every 4 years since 95. And in the most recent tests, from 2015, 10 countries out of 48 total had higher average fourth grade math scores in the United States. and 7 countries had higher average science scores. Now, the 8th grade test, 7 out of 37 countries had higher average math scores than the U.S. and 7 had higher science scores. Now, you got to pick with the money that's being spent on education in America. You see, this is something that the kook fringe Freedom Party, no longer the Tea Party, Freedom Party folks have said about education in America, and they're right. You see, because if you're right, you're right. What annoys me about the Republicans and the conservatives is that no matter what Mr. Trump does, he's right. He can grab a woman's private part, so he's right. Or, he can bomb the S out of somebody. Oh, he's right. And Trump even said on his segue, Trump, he even said on the campaign that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nobody, none of his supporters would say anything. And he was 100% right. So I can agree, so when the conservatives are right, they're right. And billions and billions of dollars are being wasted because of the bureaucracy of boards of education across the United States of America. The nepotism and the old boy network and, money being wasted on things that inner cities, particularly Paterson, New Jersey, for example, a distressed city, according to the local community situation for New Jersey, for example, a distressed city that depends on aid, a city with a total budget of less than $200 million, but you have a school system that spends $500 million. And you still have dilapidated schools. I mean, they're building a few new ones here and there. Dilapidated schools. And at headquarters, at the Board of Education headquarters, you have, assistant to the second deputy assistant and so on and so forth, with the duplicity and the nepotism that most of the money is going towards salaries. And kids aren't learning a thing. So the Republicans and the conservatives do have this right. Now, to put Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education was ridiculous. That was a very bad idea. But there is something to charter schools. There is something, you need to try something different. When our kids are lagging far behind other countries who spend far less money than what the United States of America does. Far less money. And many of the Board of Education are just cash pools. In science, Singapore, Japan, Estonia of all places, Taiwan, Finland, Macau, Canada, Vietnam, Hong Kong, South Korea, Slovenia, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Switzerland, Ireland, Denmark, Belgium, Poland, Portugal, Norway, and then us, all the way down the bottom. That's in science. All of those countries, about 30 countries are ahead of us. In mathematics, it's even worse. Countries you never heard of, Malta, Luxembourg, which is a principality, it's not even a country. The Czech Republic, Russia, Jesus Christ, Russians are doing better than us? Oh my God. Now you know we have to fix that. Belgium, I mean, we do slightly better in reading. But in science, it's about the same in science and reading. About the same. Matter of fact, we're the exact same. We're on the same level with the Russians in math, But in math, we're way down. So it's something that needs to be taken care of. So we need to teach our kids. Stop just buying them everything they want and teach them. Let them get a job, a little part-time job after work or whatever. Teach them how to save their money. It's the only way that we're going to get this thing together. All right, everybody, it's about 35 minutes past the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Good to have you people here, wherever you are. Good to have you here. today. I hope that some of you are out there. I haven't heard from anybody yet. I know it sounds like I'm begging. I'm not begging. I just want to know you guys are here. So the phone number is 646-668-2828. Okay, so, you know, we're not a, this isn't a sports show, but my team went down in flames last night. Cleveland Cavaliers is the best player in the whole wide world, LeBron James. And, you know, this isn't a sports show. I rarely talk about sports here. But, you know, this is something that is important to me. And so the Cavaliers went down in flames. There was no 3-1 repeat like it was last year when they made history by being the only team ever in the history of the NBA Finals to come back being down 3-1. But it would not be this year as the Cavs caved to the Golden State Warriors last night. Kevin Durant, who left, and the debate rages on about Kevin Durant versus LeBron James. And there's no debate, there's no comparison, because LeBron James leaves teams and goes to bad teams and makes them better. LeBron James left Cleveland. Cleveland sucked. Didn't even make the playoffs the following year and toiled in obscurity until LeBron James made a comeback and made the team better. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City Thunder and went to the best team in the NFL. It's like going from the Cleveland Browns to the New England Patriots, and he's getting all his credit. No, you don't make teams better. You couldn't make OKC better, so you left. You know, you went to a team that could have won it all without you. So you're not what everybody says you are. And I'm not a hater. I just think that, you know, LeBron is better because he makes people around him better. KD could not make the Oklahoma City Thunder better, so he left. They would have won a championship whether he was there or not. He was just some sort of like icing on the cake. But there will be some phone calls being made by King James over the offseason, trying to get some help in there, because Kevin Love just disappeared. Just poof, like a David Copperfield magic act. Disappeared for that game. It was not even less than 10 points. Just horrific. No threes. Just horrible. So, anyway. So, Cav fans, don't fret. There's always next year. Just like the Cowboy fans, there's always next year. Probably right about 20 minutes left to the program. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and the AMFM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare... We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
You see, you know, I love these Trump, the first 70-year-old who actually knows how to moonwalk. I love the backpedaling and it's just out and out lies. But before I go into that, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays. This is the company I use myself, my backdrop and some banners and stuff I've had made through Media Graphics. So go to MediaGraphics.net. The website is MediaGraphics.net. You can email at Media55@AOL.com. That's Media55@AOL.com. These people do great work. Talk to my buddy Jim Offit. He's the chief executive salesman over at MediaGraphics.net. Check him out. All right, it's about 15 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. Glad to have you guys here today, coming to you live from the New York City metropolitan area, the number one media market in the world. Number one for TV, number one for radio, number one for everything. The theater, finance, everything. The number one media market in the world, New York City. So fortunate to be here in the shadow of the greatest city in the whole wide world, New York City, which I love to. If you haven't been here, you need to. I know the show airs in different parts of the country, California, Colorado, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, different places. I'm sure Pennsylvania folks probably can't identify with this. But the other people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show all across the country, allegedly, on the AMFM Broadcasting Network, if you haven't visited New York City yet, definitely, you know, take a trip. Just come on over. It's not as bad as people say it is. Yes, you know, things do happen, but, you know, I am confident in our intelligence system. I probably have more confidence than President Trump. That and he has round the clock protection. I don't. But I know I talk a lot about Trump, but there are some things that I would want Trump. You know, Trump is down with the NRA. You know, let me just say this. Before I go there with that, Sasha Obama. Now, I had no idea that Sasha Obama name is actually, I'm not going to say it yet, but if you know it, you can call the program 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Now, this is something that just came out just a minute ago, that Sasha, the young girl we've known as Sasha Obama for years and years, is actually named Natasha, and that Sasha is just a nickname. Now, why is this news? I don't know. But when Sasha Obama, or Natasha Obama, started working at a seafood restaurant on Martha's Vineyard, she used a real name instead of a nickname. Now, most of us know Sasha as she's the former president of Barack Obama's daughter, and she, like most 16-year-olds, is working a summer job at a seafood restaurant in Martha's Vineyard. Now, the children of former presidents lose their Secret Service protection at the age of 16, so I guess Sasha or Natasha, whatever her name is not being followed around by five or six men in dark suits. However, this job has caused many to question how well they really know Sasha. So, as it turns out, Sasha is going by Natasha at the new summer job, and that's because Natasha is a real name. Now, nobody knew this. Now, if you go on Barack Obama's Wikipedia page, It shows the president has two children, Malia and Natasha. So everybody's bugging out. Everybody is flipping because Sasha is actually Natasha. I mean, so what? So what? Anyway, you know, everything makes news around here. It's just the social media world. I remember growing up, there was no Instagram, no Facebook, and none of these things. It's an instant world now. You can find out about stuff instantly. You know, I mean, I remember as a little kid, the TV would go off at a certain time. The programming would stop when I was very, very young. I remember they would play the national anthem, and then you see the snow. The snow after the snow after midnight or 1 a.m., the TV would go off. You can't watch TV no more until the next morning. That's how it was. And I was a young kid at the time. And I remember you'd have to turn the TV off. You had no other choice because there was nothing else left to watch. The TV would go snow after a certain time of night. So now we have a system of you know, we have cable news, you got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find out about things instantly. If somebody gets hurt, somebody gets killed, somebody, you know, whatever. You find out about things instantly. Malia, who looks much more like the president, and Sasha or Natasha, who looks more like Mrs. Obama. All right, everybody, it's about 11 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Tuesday, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. See, so we have instant society going on here. You know, you find out about things instantly. So President Trump, and I broke off from what I was talking about. President Trump, you know, there are some things I like. He down with the NRA, and I am a supporter. I mean, I'm not a member of the NRA, but I do support the Second Amendment. Yes, I do. Americans' right to bear arms, especially in a society now with all kinds of, you know, everybody else has guns, all the criminals have guns, and gun laws don't protect law-abiding citizens. The gun laws keep us from being able to respond to these thieves who choose to, instead of getting a job, they choose to try to take what you and I have, those of us who make an honest living. Here in New Jersey, which is one of the I wouldn't say crime-ridden, but has its problems, Newark, Trenton, Camden, and even some of the Asbury Park, Lakewood, some of the idyllic shore towns are turning into crime havens, and you can't have a gun. You got a permit to buy it here in New Jersey. Get a permit to buy it and keep it in your house. Can't take it outside. Take it outside, you get arrested. So you got to go outside. You have a weapon, but you can't take it outside. So you have to go outside without any protection. And the police are just not equipped. I'm not saying that they're inept or they're stupid or anything like that, but the police are just not equipped they can't be everywhere all the time. The police can't be everywhere all the time. And so there's going to be gaps, and there's going to be times where you're confronted by somebody who wants to take your property. And you have to, as here in New Jersey, you have to give it to them because you're not allowed to carry a weapon. Even a law-abiding person who never committed a crime in their whole entire lives may not have gotten so much as a traffic ticket, and they can't carry their weapon. In New Jersey, it's ridiculous. You need a permit to purchase it, and you can only keep it in your house. Then you have to have a letter of need. Well, first of all, you get the permit from the town that you live in. Like if you live in Montclair, New Jersey, for example, or Bayonne or Newark, you have to go, you have to apply. I mean, for the carry permit, you have to have a letter of need, which means you have to have a letter from somebody, from some job. You can only carry a gun for work in New Jersey. For work, that's it. You can carry a gun for work, can't carry it for any other reason. And if you have it for any other reason, and it's not, if it's loaded, you're in trouble. Even if you do have the purchase permit, you have to make sure it's not loaded. So some scale pulls up on you and give me your car, and you can't do anything because your gun, the clip is in the trunk. So you can't do anything. I'm not advocating going out and shooting people, I'm not advocating people going out and being vigilantes or anything like that. You ask the woman at the Walmart parking lot. You can Google it. Try to stop a robber. She forgot that you have to take cover before you shoot at somebody else. You got to take cover. Get behind a beam or get behind a car or something or the corner of a building. You know, fine, take cover. She didn't take cover. She tried to stop a robbery, and the robber blew her away because she stood out in the middle in the open firing at this person. I mean, she wasn't a good shot anyway, and she wound up getting killed because she didn't take cover. And that's the first rule. Take cover first before you confront. I mean, if you're able to take cover first. If you see something happening and you think you can do something about it, which I wouldn't suggest you do, and neither do the police suggest that you do, but if you see something and you think you can do something about it, take cover. So I'm down with Trump with the national right to carry. I'm down with Trump on that, which means just like you have a driver's license. Your driver's license is good in any state in the union, from California to New York and everything in between. Your driver's license is good in all 50 states. And your gun permit should be good in all 50 states, too. So I'm wholeheartedly behind Mr. Trump and his assertion that there should be a national right to carry. Now, some states are going to balk, especially New Jersey, because New Jersey is the, and we don't know who's coming in. Just had a primary last week, so we don't know whether it's going to be Phil Murphy, millionaire, Wall Street, banker who spent $18 million on the campaign, or will it be Kim Guadagno, who is the lieutenant governor for Crash and Burn Christie? So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, so I'm down with Trump on that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that Trump doesn't have, he does have some good ideas. I mean, yeah, I do think, for example, that countries should pay their own way. Countries should pay more. The NATO countries should pay more. But I don't think you should say it at the summit. I think that should be a private conversation. You shouldn't be tweeting that. You know? But my tenant owes me rent. I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to tweet on Twitter that my tenant owes rent. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. So I'm not total Trump. And I respect the office of the president. I mean, I respect the person who's occupying that office at the moment. It's like I wasn't always down with former President Obama. I mean, what's wrong with a little tribalism? Why not? But yeah, I don't agree with everything Trump says, but there are some things that I do agree with him on. How he does it is a whole other story. So anyway, it's a couple of minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Every Tuesday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And this is definitely a solo act. I don't think anybody can keep up with me anyway. So I'm going to stop trying to invite people onto my program because, you know, they can't hang with me anyway. So, oh boy. Millennials, what are you going to do? Anyway, it's about 4 minutes before the hour. Don't forget to, you can reach out to me. There's a special email address for you guys. Hopefully you'll use it because Ron Kelly's show is, we're pulling out the moving truck. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. If you want to reach out to me, You can follow me on Twitter or tweet at Ron Kelly Radio, and on Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show. And of course, I'm on Instagram taking pictures. Yeah, Instagram is mostly about pictures and people showing off where they are. I think social media itself is about people showing off. You know, I bought a brand new truck last July. I didn't put it on Facebook. I don't want people to know what kind of car I have anyway. I mean, oh yeah, that's that guy that said so and so about Trump. Ready to set my car on fire. Or, you know, I bought another car, a second car, a couple of weeks ago. I didn't put it on Facebook. You know, for what? You know, and some people just put their whole lives on Facebook. And we got to talk about that. Maybe I'll get Dr. Susana Flores in here. Dr. Susana Flores, who wrote the book Face Hooked. Really good book about social media and how it affects your everyday life. Dr. Susana Flores. And matter of fact, I would recommend that book. It's called Face Hooked. Instead of Facebook, Face Hooked with an H. And I would suggest that you go on Amazon and get it. And of course, the Ron Kelly Show is in the my honorable mention is on the back of the back cover with some other luminaries. So you can check that out too. Thank you, Dr. Susana Flores. So yes, known her for about 3 years. Did a little radio with her. She's a great lady, very smart, and she knows her stuff. So definitely, you want to get that book. You can go on Amazon. It's called Face Hooked, Dr. Susana Flores. That's a good read. I have a copy, of course. I have a signed copy. I don't know. Maybe you can get a signed copy if you reach out to her on Facebook or whatever. Maybe she will send you a signed copy for a fee. Anyway, it's about a minute left for the hour, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show, Tuesdays, 3 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on AM-FM Broadcasting Network. So thanks again. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Hopefully some of this heat wave will dissipate. 90 plus degrees again today after yesterday. And I'm just totally spent with this. Just spent. Totally spent. Anyway, so everybody have a great week. Those of you in the heat wave, swath of the heat across America, take care of yourself. Drink a lot of water. And stay cool. And check in on the older folks. Check in on the elderly. If you have any elderly relatives, check in on them. Give them a call. I know sometimes they can be really annoying, but give them a call anyway. Check on grandma, grandpa, you know, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever it is, who might be a little, you know, because they do suffer the most when there's extreme weather like it is now. All right, 20 seconds. So we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Take care of yourselves. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but we can certainly have it all. I hate when that happens. All right, everybody, take care of yourself, and remember to just be safe out there. Take care.